It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Whoa.
Hey.
What up? Welcome back to More Garbage. Hot Take Tuesday. Handle DJ Joseph,
sir.
And Count Fubsington.
Yep.
Lord Fubsington.
Himself, Mr. Fubsington.
What up, y'all?
More Garbage. Anti-boycott law. We getting right into it or what? Set them up.
All right. You guys can hear me? Everything's cool?
Everything cool. Can hear you perfectly fine.
I'm getting a little...
We got you good, buddy.
Getting some 10-4, weird signals good buddy. Here, but seems
you get,
like we're
you getting
good.
An echo? You getting an echo?
We did at the beginning when we were opening,
yeah,
but
I, heard
I don't
that.
Hear anything right now. Big okay. Shout out to Trek, who can't join us tonight because he's watching the most under-anticipated versus to date, Ja Rule versus Fat Joe.
He said he wanted to get in on it.
That's one I call a bag of nobody cares, 2022.
Yeah,
I feel like they're just trying out something new.
I love Fat Joe, and I think he's a great like storyteller and social commentator, but who really gives a shit about Ja Rule? But let's save that for our recap of that versus, if we get to that.
That means we have to watch it.
We're talking about anti-boycott law. And full disclosure, none of us are legal attorneys. None of us are lawyers. None of us are professors. This is not financial advice. And basically what we're going to be doing is just digging through this topic live. And educating ourselves and hopefully some other people as we try to figure out what the fuck is going on with anti-boycott law. Hey, Curtie, what's up, Kurt? How come Kurt didn't jump in? Kurt, get your
Kurt Boogie, jump in this discussion, baby.
Yeah,
get on in here.
We need Kurt in on this one. The link is in the Slack. All right. So when we see you, we will bring you in. But first thing is first. All right, let's get to what exactly is a boycott. All right, an act of nonviolent, voluntary, and intentional abstention from using, buying, or dealing with a person, organization, or country as an expression of protest, usually for moral, social, political, or environmental reasons. All right, and the purpose is to inflict economic loss on a topic. I mean, not hard to understand what a boycott is, right? Basically voting with your dollar.
You feel something wrong? Stop spending your money somewhere. Real simple.
Right. So basically, you are voting with your dollar when you are boycotting, right?
The best capitalistic reign of...
And what is anti-boycott legislation, right? Well, It's more or less this on a common level, though.
But on a common level, it's more or less like, oh, you as a company are boycotting something, and we are not about what you're boycotting, so we are against you. That's really the base of it.
BDS, all right, which stands for...
Sounds dirty.
Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, all right? And this is a list here on the screen of, like, top 10 boycotts, right? As ranked by Ethical Consumer.
From June, from this past June. Well,
that one Amazon ain't working.
So 26% said that they are part of the BDS campaign or boycott companies complicit in Israeli state's abuses. Okay? BDS calls for the international community to put nonviolent pressure on Israel until it complies with international human rights laws such as the Geneva Conventions, UN Resolution 242, and they're saying they view the Palestinian BDS movement as a way for civil society to hold Israel to account for its internationally condemned human rights violations. Okay?
Sounds good.
So, there you go. I think that is a common conversation that is had, right, internationally about Israel and its actions towards the attempt to create a Palestinian state, right? Now, what came up in the news today and what really kind of like reignited my interest in this topic, as you can see on the screen, Arizona dumps bonds after Ben and Jerry stops selling in Israel-occupied territories. So that's a lot right there. First of all, they're talking about a state dumping their
investment. Arizona is the desert Florida. It's one of the only states that doesn't recognize Dr. Martin Luther King Day, right? So it's a special kind of racist.
Nor do they recognize daylight savings time.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no daylight saving times in Arizona. Like, it's fucked up. I was Arizona, you ready for this? Wait, you ready for this? I was traveling once in the West Coast, and you talk about fucking yourself up. I was traveling through Arizona, a piece of it, not even stopping, and your clock changes on your phone without you knowing it. And so it goes beep beep, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, because Arizona's like, we don't like that law.
Yeah, Arizona has been like that for quite some time. It's desert Florida. That's what it is.
Well, what's interesting is that so states have been buying bonds throughout the pandemic, a lot, tons of them, mainly to keep the economy going in states. So right. This is like an interesting backwards kind of move in this moment where they're going to get rid of all these bonds, Unilever bonds.
Listen to this. So Arizona is selling off $93 million in Unilever bonds because Unilever owns Ben and Jerry's, right?
It's a subsidiary.
To sell another $50
million. Full. It's not full okay? ownership.
Over Ben and Jerry's decision to stop selling ice cream in Israel-occupied territories. All right? We know Ben and Jerry's has always been, you know, very, like, socially Pro-Israel. Conscious,
right.
politically conscious. And right here, it references that the state treasurer, Kimberly Yee, announced this week that they were mandated by 2019 state law that bars Arizona government agencies from holding investments or doing more than $100,000 in business with any firm that boycotts Israel or its territories. All right. Now, if that sounds wild to you, keep in mind that they are just one of 35 states with anti-boycott laws, regulation to have fully divested itself. They are the first of the 35 to fully divest itself from Unilever, right? Which means 35 states have this type of law.
So now you got a very interesting thing. You got states getting involved in politics and business.
Involved in politics right. and business. And while it's based in Vermont, Ben & Jerry's is actually owned by London-based Unilever. Okay?
Right.
Now remember one thing. In the supermarket, overall, conceptually, in America, I can't speak on Europe, Joe. But in the supermarket, I'd say that like 80% of the supermarket is owned by like six companies.
Right.
Am I coming in too hot? I hear echo.
No, you sound fine.
Yeah, you're good.
You know, so like that's a very interesting concept in general. Like Unilever owns more brands than you could even imagine in the supermarket.
So Ben and Jerry's knows that they have, you know, their political stances, social stances, and they wanted to be able to continue to, you know, make independent decisions. And it said, says here that it actually maintains its own independent board, right? And makes its own decision on its social mission.
That was part of their deal with Unilever.
Yep. But Israel has vowed to act aggressively. And you know, when Israel acts aggressively, there's usually fighter planes involved. Israel vowed to act aggressively in response to the move, including by urging U.S. governors to punish the company under anti-boycott laws. All right? U.S. groups that support Israel are split on whether pushing back on Unilever is appropriate. Okay? U.S. groups that support Israel are split on this because, as we know, you can be pro-Israel and yet also be pro-Palestinian state.
Well, there's an interesting paradigm that I think we should bring up that's generational right now regarding Israel. And I think
Go on.
So it's like, so the baby boomers, right? So before the baby boomers, which is whatever generation it is, my great uncle Jerry is part of that generation. Yeah. And he passed away a couple years ago in 93. He was an ill dude. He grew up in Brownsville back in the day. You know, he remembers Murder, Inc. He was in the army. He was his father was the first head of the projectionist union in the city. He's an interesting dude. But he was like, he was a no bullshit Brooklyn guy. At the same time, he was very pro-Jew. And he was around before Jews had a home state. Okay.
Right.
So, and so he was so pro-Israel because it was home. Now, I would debate with him because I don't have that connection.
Right.
But I would also listen because he's the elder. And it was an interesting perspective to listen to somebody that had nothing, that wasn't second-class citizen as a kid, because Jews were in the very turn of the century, in 1900s, right? And had this moment where they had a home state. We don't connect to it. I mean, I don't connect to – bye, Kurt. I don't connect to it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I just want to put that out there that generationally we're in an interesting moment where, like, the baby boomers are very pro-Israel, and we're the first generation to understand, like, this isn't necessarily – blind faith and blind loyalty, because there's a lot of fucked up shit going on. And I think that's what's kind of happening now. It's like human. And our generation sees it because we're a little bit more bridged on the cultures, and we're not just solely like one dimensional. And I think mainly it might be because maybe we came up financially as a group, but yeah, same. I think that, yes, that echo is coming from Joe.
No. You sure?
I don't know who's got headphones on. So, but I think that, so it's just something to bring up while we talk about this topic, that like this is a very generational topic as well. And as that generation from the 1900s, turn of the century, is passing, is probably at the end of their generation. That very like strong remembering a time when Jews outside of anywhere had no home state, theoretically. Now, I don't necessarily know if I believe or agree with that. I think we're a religion. I'm very confused by it personally. But they were, it was very important to them. And the baby boomers, I see it important to them as well. But they're starting to see now in their later years that it's questionable how people are doing human shit. The humanitarian side of what's happening in Israel is wild. Is very wild.
Well, we seem to be ignoring the real reason. Why do you think all these companies are boycotting this place?
Money.
Why?
Well, check it out. Check it out.
America.
Are we gonna
tippy toe around it? Which is a powerful DC-based pro-Israel organization that backs a two-state solution. So they supported Ben and Jerry's decision and said punishing the company is gravely dangerous because, quote, it's not anti-Semitic to criticize Israeli policy or not to sell ice cream in illegal settlements. Okay?
That's real.
Yeah, it's very real. And a lot of people, I think, in this country would be surprised that we would have something called an anti-Semitic boycott law, right?
Is it national, or is it a national law, or is it by state?
Is it a federal law?
Thank you. I'm sorry.
So
thank you for the words.
So here we go. The anti-boycott laws face court challenges, as it did when it was enacted in Arizona in 2016, right? And the lawyer sued on First Amendment grounds, saying the law violated his free speech rights, which I would agree. The U.S. District Judge in Arizona blocked enforcement while the case proceeded. But, I mean, basically, it's a thing. He ruled that a boycott of Israel is neither speech nor inherently expressive conduct protected by the First Amendment. And supporting or promoting boycotts of Israel is constitutionally protected, yet the act requires government contractors to abstain from such constitutionally protected activity. Both cases were brought by the ACLU, so big shout out to the ACLU. We keep them very busy in the U.S., right?
Yep.
So wait, Joe, what's the topic? What's the tiptoe, Joe?
Excuse me?
You said there's one thing we're tiptoeing around, and I'm wondering what you feel that is.
Well, you know, seems like...
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Seems like everyone is... everyone, like, you know, it's look, I get what you're saying about, you know, people needing a home and everything, but it's kind of the same like the U.S. thing. What about the people that were there before them?
I agree. Right? I'm just
the ones that are the ones that have no water, right? Israel controls the water. Israel collects the taxes. Israel shuts off the water and the electricity, and shuts off the people's supply of food.
The Israeli, right? You've got
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying,
Israeli government.
I was bringing this up as a perspective. I wasn't bringing it up as a point of view. I was bringing it up as a perspective.
No, I understand. I'm not a
generational.
You.
I'm just letting people know that it was a generational perspective, to give some fill in of different generations. That's all. Like, yes, I think that, and I also think that humans, species, have been fighting over that land for how many years, everybody?
Yeah, and also we know that this is forever. Like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Because at this point, yes, maybe someone bombed someone else first, but for Israeli people, like acts of terror and bombing, it's a part of everyday life, as well as for the Palestinian people living in the bank, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, it doesn't matter who shot first, right? At this point,
yeah, it's just war. It's a bad war.
Whether there is a solution possible for peace or not.
Look at that wild piece of legislation.
I'm interested in how this turned into Americans who have a freedom of speech and the freedom to protest. Using their dollar as a vote, are unable to boycott. I mean, it's really freaky deaky. So here is the release, the press release from Kimberly Yee, the treasurer in Arizona. And she's saying, I gave Unilever an ultimatum, reverse the action or divest itself of Ben and Jerry's to come into compliance with the Arizona law or face the consequences. And they chose
that is so gangster, just for the record.
This is absolutely nothing new. They've been doing this since the whole aspect of, I mean, unionization has been in existence. They've been leveraging and just tightening the vice grip. I mean, this language is so clear, and it's not the first time we're seeing this overreaching Orwellian language.
I agree.
Well, right. Guys, we're getting so pumped with this stuff. I mean, what are we on the cusp of 9/11 here?
I mean, not even that, but it's our Constitution.
This is the type of language that's used to subvert our Constitution.
No, he's right.
This is what's going on with the Patriot Act.
Protested the Patriot Act in 2001, then you were all of a sudden not patriotic.
At the end of the day,
now it's even worse. Now we could be deemed a terrorist.
But wait, let's this is this
look at
whole
all
thing.
The people that have actually spoken up and said anything about this, or even worse, exposed the dirty shit that this government has done. Julian Assange, Chelsea yep. Manning, right? You got what's his name? I'm forgetting.
Edward Snowden.
Like, Snowden. There's that have like tried to warn us, and they
it's
just
a business.
Get, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a big
guys.
Business.
If we don't wake business. Up and see it now, then, like, I don't know what to tell you. If people are still sitting here believing what the media tells them, that a bunch of fucking dudes with box cutters are the reason why we got to go fucking invade half the rest of the world, it's just retarded. Like, guys, it's ridiculous.
Let me answer your question.
Sorry,
what's the
that was my rant.
No, I'm interested. I have a question for you. What's the So for me, it's like I totally, of course, this is like you look back history, fine. It's historically, this is the reign of America, et cetera. Boom, boom, boom. It's been around a couple hundred years, 250. It's out. That's what we're doing. What's the fix? What's next? What's the fix? What's the ideal fix? I'm not saying like this is the plan, but like ideally for you. You're like, how do we, what's the ideal? What does it look like, ideally? Well,
part of the ideal.
Because you run a business, too. So we talk about this a lot, but it's a very business-oriented move. Right?
Can I address that question?
Yeah, please, Joe. Go ahead.
One of the first fixes would be you start to do whatever the process is necessary to create a two-state solution. That's first. Secondly,
here on in certain, America two-state solution?
Huh?
America two-state solution or?
No, Israel.
Got it. Go on.
We're talking about that. Sorry.
Okay, right? Go on. Sorry,
secondly, would be the U.S. completely not giving Israel $3 billion a year when we got poor-ass motherfuckers here in our own country. And we're giving this country millions and billions of dollars and arms and stuff. They got enough arms. They got one of the toughest armies in the world. They don't need to be coddled by us, right?
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question about that? Let me say, so I run a business, right? I run a business out of New York, right? Let's say you run a business out of New York. Let's say you're having problems moving product out of New York, but all of a sudden you have a partner in a different state that you can move more product out. Do you not fuck with New York because you want to fuck with this dude out of state? No, you make the partnership.
If I'm the authorities, hold on. If I'm the authorities, I let people who are doing business do business with whoever they want to do
business.
I'm
just proving business. It's a business. Go on.
You asked me about how to fix it, right?
This is
my way towards that solution.
Okay, sorry.
Right?
I'm being contradictory. Go on.
Israel, you get no fucking money. Right? Fuck your money. We got poor people to take care of. Sorry. Go get your $3 billion elsewhere. Secondly, fix your own state, right? That's not our problem. That's not our problem. Thirdly, we're the government. We're not supposed to fucking be in your business. You're supposed to be able to do business with whoever you want.
I wasn't, okay.
Right? There should not be any law in place any federal law, any state law that tells a private business who they can and cannot do business.
No, because we do go
that's
after
a slippery
people
slope.
That fund terrorist organizations, right?
Excuse me?
I said we do go after people that fund terrorist organizations, right?
Right.
Absolutely
but now
not.
You got to
figure out.
Because
if that was truly the case, we'd be going after ourselves first and foremost. And we're not.
Right. We'd be going after the Ku Klux Klan, who have never since their existence been listed as domestic terrorists. And they are. Right.
And go after your own, right?
The guys in jail, all.
You know what
how many thousands
of
those people that came to that insurrection on January 6th? I don't give a fuck. All of those people are terrorists. We're never going to say or do anything about that.
Kurt, that reminds me.
How about the millions of brown people that we terrorize for the last 45 years all over the world?
More than that.
Right? A million dead Iraqi children, right?
Well,
okay with that because our idea of security is bombing the shit out of fucking brown people.
Well, let's
and making
in.
Excuses
let's
for it.
And
I'm
in.
Sick of fucking hearing about it.
Let's zoom in on that. But are you allowed to boycott an organization? or a country.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's one thing. Why, it's one thing for
why
the.
Why would you this, not be?
You sh- well, clearly, it's showing that. Yeah, they're, look,
how
we have certain inalienable rights.
Be treated as anti-Semitism.
It doesn't matter. Anti-Semitism is the guise being used to brought the law under. It's a way of introducing something underneath the always the ultimate cloak, which has happened in this country for years and years and years, which has been something you criticize this anti-Semitic. You criticize that, you know, so they're also able to slip this in because it makes it a very touchy subject. And most times when people are confused with a lot of information, they just go with whatever the authority.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the Nazi Party should be outlawed?
I think that the Nazi Party is already so infiltrated and so
they
integrated
should be.
With what this country is.
Okay,
like,
wait,
this
asking,
country
asking,
is more national socialist than anything else. And national socialism is Nazi. That's what it means.
What kind of question is that?
Should it be
right?
outlawed?
And listen, hold on.
Should it be outlawed?
We fought a world war and told other people that they couldn't do it, only to make some of those guys citizens in our country, that we paid their Social Security, right? Paid their fucking retirement fund. And now we let these motherfuckers march in the street as Nazis, as actual fucking Nazis in our country under freedom of speech. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
So in Germany,
it's there.
They are outlawed, right?
Yeah, it's outlawed here in Austria too. You try to even fucking put your hand up the wrong way, you can get arrusted.
Why
the fuck are we letting it happen in the U.S.? It should tell you a whole lot.
In Austria?
Huh?
Is the Ku Klux Klan outlawed in Austria?
There is no fucking Klan out here. They have fucking Nazis. And guess what? It's illegal to fucking have Nazi paraphernalia, Nazi fucking books, the fucking Hakenkreuz. If you're caught writing that shit, doing a Nazi greed, all of that stuff is illegal here.
Okay, so then
right?
So
they don't say like we do, oh, it's part of our heritage. We need to stop playing stupid.
Okay, and that's because it's considered at the very least anti-Semitic, right?
I don't know. Do you want my opinion on this? I think we're getting lost in this anti-Semitic stuff.
Well,
I think if we're talking about the Nazi aspect of it, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand your point, Serge. I do, but I really feel like this particular language behind this bill, just to bring it back to that specific point, is very overreaching. It's very Orwellian. It's only Nazi in the sense that these are the types of tactics that the Nazis used and perfected on their population. Mm-hmm. And those tactics are very much they shine out when you read them because of the way the language is spoken and the way it resonates with people. And to me, it's clear as day. It's nothing more than another overreach, another way to convince us that we can't protest against an authority that's ever so becoming the religious the god. Yeah.
So look, there was an Export Administration Act of 1979 designed to allow U.S. states to enact laws requiring contractors to sign pledges promising not to boycott any goods from Israel or their contracts will be terminated. That's already problematic. But then they amended that, right? And actually, it goes even further back, I see, to the Export-Import Bank Act of 1945. To bar U.S. citizens from supporting boycotts against Israel, including its settlements. Okay, so we're going all the way back to 45, to the end of World War II.
War. Yeah.
Well, that's now, basically when you have all this. This is when Israel is being set up as this as the power that it is.
So in 1945, something like this, I guess, would make a lot more sense because they were trying to do nation building at that time.
Exactly.
Okay. But right now,
fuck out of here.
But right now, they're telling companies that you can't boycott.
It's a gag, guys. I mean, the same shit. Like, look at what happens to our, again, we said this again. Look at what happens to our military members when they come out and say something that's damaging. Well, look at what happens to anything. Look at what happens to you when you say something on social media that doesn't fall in line with whatever the mainstream agenda is, guys. Like, it's happening. It's here. We can't,
you remember?
We can't just sit here and gawk at it and be like, I can't believe it. It's fucking here. Sorry.
For some of us, it's been here forever. So
absolutely.
It ain't no different, right? There's a certain faction of people who believe national security means bombing the shit out of everybody that's black and brown on this fucking planet. Dude, and signing treaties that you don't have wars on certain territories where there's other people.
But Joe, it's gotten way more complicated than that. We're talking about fighting the old wars. Now they don't even have to threaten this shit of bombs and armies. It's not that way anymore. Now it's all biological terrorism.
You know what?
That's what we're living through now.
Ben and Jerry's is okay with not getting those profits in those territories.
Well, that was a conscious business decision, right? For them.
They were like, we don't want, but these motherfuckers need their ice cream so bad. No. but the state is basically telling them, we're not even going to hold stock in your parent company.
So what?
You
so
don't what? Want Ben to sell ice cream enough. In those
Guess
territories.
What?
Israel is that butthurt that Bennett, that you're not going to be able to buy pints
you know what?
Of Ben
you know
and
what
Jerry's.
My answer to that
you can't buy brownie bars in the fucking West Bank.
Right. You know what my idea would be? You know what? Israel has what? How many people? 10 million population, something like that. I'm gonna expand the business in places like, I don't know, Brazil, where you got way more people. Okay? So like, you know what? I don't need your money.
9 million.
Right?
There you go.
The same thing. Look, people are okay with companies, and they gave so many companies, they gave the NBA Brazil shit did. For speaking out against China, right? And everybody's like, oh, China, right? And all these fucking companies, when it comes to China, and when China says, oh, yeah? Oh, I guess you don't want to sell 1.2 billion Nikes, or you don't want to sell 1.2 billion Marvel movies, right? That's when they all shut up.
Oh, you remember LeBron?
Right? So nobody on this planet, you're not going to tell me anywhere in this world, nobody on this planet gives a fuck about another person, right?
Everything's
they
about
really
money
don't,
and control.
Right?
Nothing else.
All of this, is for show, right? And we're supposed to believe that our country is supposed to let you. You're supposed to be free to do business with whoever you want, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but can I just play devil's advocate for a second here and say that like I kind of understand how legislation like this can come about, right? Because if we just go back to a few years ago when everybody was, you know, screaming and yelling and protesting about something else politically, a lot of it came down to the argument of we can't fight special interest groups. So we have to find ways to legislate the personal voter has more leverage so we can vote these companies kind of a thing, like vote these companies in or vote
leverage,
vote our leverage
humans.
Right? Like the populace. Yeah, yeah. Effect. Yeah. So like it comes from at least that idea could be a positive good thing, but it gets morphed up in politics because obviously that's what the role of politics is to make any good idea totally shit by the time it comes out.
That's real. That's 100%.
The bill seeks to expand the Export Administration Act of 79 and the Export Import Bank Act of 45, which prohibit U.S. persons from complying with a request. Oh, complying with a foreign government's request to boycott a country friendly to the U.S. The bill would amend those laws to bar U.S. persons from supporting boycotts against Israel, including its settlements in Palestinian occupied territories, and would broaden the law to include penalties for simply requesting information about such boycotts. What? What? However, we do assert the government cannot, consistent with the First Amendment, punish U.S. persons based solely on their expressed political beliefs. This is a letter from the ACLU. Okay.
Did you skip over that little part where they offer to throw you in prison for 20 years? 20 years in prison?
This right here? It would also broaden the law to include penalties.
See, we talk out of both sides of our mouth all the time. And I am so sick of it. I am so sick of it. And people need to call it what it is.
You're the only one that did it. You're an expat. You're the only one that actually answered the question.
There are millions of businesses and individuals who do not do business with Israel or companies doing business there for a number of reasons. But some, like those, would face serious financial penalties and jail time under the bill. Yeah, like how do you come up to someone and say, like, yo, how come you didn't buy those from that Israeli company? And you're like, I just chose like this other one. They're like, nah, you're boycotting.
That's kind of like using the government as the mafia.
They'd have to prove it. But, you know, when the government says you're doing something. Just like if you put on that no-fly list, good luck getting off of it. Right? If they deem you a terrorist, good luck. Right?
Guys, we're on the verge of half the population being that now. I mean, we're like two steps away from going back to having to have different bathrooms and water fountains and shit.
This bill aims to punish people who support international boycotts that are meant to protest Israeli government policies, while leaving those who agree with Israel policies free from threat of sanctions for engaging in the exact same behavior. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I'm sure we have other laws on the books that directly contradict exactly that, right? That a private business is able to do business with whoever they want. I mean, hell, they got it in the tax code that you're supposed to claim that your legal and illegal income.
Hilarious.
Who does that?
True. There's schmucks that do it. There's definitely schmucks that do it. Let's be very real.
Like, who sits down with their
account? Out of 330 million people, there's a few schmucks that do it.
You know,
guys, I got to say, this is all becoming all too common. Like, you're seeing this in legislature and in governance everywhere. It's everywhere. Actually, I hate to go back to this shit, but, you know, you talked about the Nazis and whatnot. Like, That whole regime, we talked about it before, Project Paperclip. So many of those, the people that were working on like being able to control people's thoughts and manipulation and practices and the invention of TV and uses of all this stuff has just been able to make us such malleable people. And
hey, they use these tactics. You know? They became us.
Yep. And that's where we are. What is this?
Right? We're the only country. We're one of the few countries that allows them to still walk on our streets. Right?
That's really what. So no, that's what
you can't say. Respect our military. You can't say respect our military and then have these motherfuckers walking down your local town, right, with somebody's grandfather that was probably a veteran, ready to grab their shotgun and shoot somebody in the street.
That's right.
Because they fought a war over it.
Well, I mean, we can go deeper into that. They fought a war over it, but really, it's all part of the same shit, guys.
They brought all those people here.
Funded it.
Companies must report.
So is this one of these laws on the books that
anti-boycott compliance?
There's a lot of laws on the books that the federal government just doesn't actively enforce, right? Just like the weed smoking thing, like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
It's federally illegal. Act is of 2018.
Part two. Oh shit, there's a sequel.
Okay.
It's just like the Patriot Act. They keep getting updated.
Part two of the Export Control Reform Act of 2018.
They must report to the OAC their receipt of certain boycott-related requests for information designed to verify compliance with an unsanctioned foreign boycott. So if anyone tries to even reach out to the companies to be part of a boycott, they're supposed to be reporting.
So now let's That's see how many people right have there. Actually Hell gone yeah. to court over this and how many people have been actually arrested or charged with it. Is there a way for us to check that out?
Prohibited activities include inter alia, which are agreements by U.S. companies to refuse to do business with a boycotted country or with blacklisted persons for boycott-related reasons.
So then, furnishing you know what?
Information about any person's business relationships with a boycotted country.
Well, then, then you know what? Then they need to arrest. They got to arrest the producers from 60 Minutes. They got to arrest the producers from CNN and MSNBC because they all interviewed. They all did business with Snowden, right? They interviewed him. They used the interview to make some money, so they would actually have to go to jail too, right? You see how this is going to be hard for the government to actually enforce this.
But wait, right? This is where Kurt says it's not going to be hard. It's going to be some Joe
Nobody who has no fucking money and really doesn't have that much pull or impact, right?
Kurt. All right.
You said it already, B. You said it. Man, it's
what it is. So it says here, the objective.
I like this conversation.
is to require U.S. persons to refuse to participate in unsanctioned foreign boycotts, right? The primary impact is the Arab League boycott of Israel is the principal unsanctioned foreign boycott that they're concerned with.
Okay, so now we can pick and choose which groups are sanctioned and which are not. Isn't that fucking convenient?
Yeah.
The people that we want to boycott, they can boycott. But the ones that we don't want, no. That's it. Guys, if we don't see the fucking pattern here, this is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. It's
just like our government says,
objectively.
Just like our government says, you can have free speech, but go stand over there in that free speech zone in the corner.
Or here, better yet, here is the speech that you should speak. We don't even realize. We think we're speaking free speech. They're all fucking ideas that they planted in our head, and we're screaming for change.
Look at this.
Meanwhile, it's problem, reaction, solution all over again.
Look at this. Voluntary self-disclosures of anti-boycott violations must be submitted to.
Wait, voluntary? You can snitch on yourself. Voluntary self-disclosure.
Like, you're like, oh, I feel really guilty. I better report myself before they find
me. Is someone really in that office?
Dude, this I would must love be to know. Such a weird
getting that money.
Could you First call? All, can we call them and try to interview them? We're not in the right time zone right now for it. But could We're you call exactly them and ask them if they would be willing to clarify this for us?
But hey, I can make us like some laminates.
The whitest office in that building. Holy crap. I've never even heard. Have you ever heard of this? The office no, of I'm sure anti-boycott the US compliance?
Tons of offices and bureaus where guys don't even do anything and they're collecting a ton of money.
Wow.
You know, we got a lot of departments, a lot of chairs that need to be filled.
They all need to be vacated, if you ask me.
I mean, it seems everywhere that I am looking up anti-boycott, it's in reference to Israeli businesses.
Absolutely, this is a virtual gag order. This is what that
right
is.
Because. It's just if you do it, it's easy for people to draw that whole anti-Semite thing. That's just a fucking no-brainer.
I want to say
illegal and enforceable by a fucking agency.
Anti-Semitism is real.
Yeah.
Right. No. Listen, I'm not saying.
I know you're not general.
Okay.
General.
It's just like me saying if any of you guys disagree with me, you're fucking racist, right? Now, how stupid is that? Right? And how fucked up would this type of language look if the U.S. government said you're not allowed to do businesses with European countries, right? Or European company, European countries, or or African countries, right? Oh, right. They don't have to do that. They stole everything already.
Oh, look at this. The Arab League is a set of regulations that require its member countries to boycott trades with Israeli businesses.
Wonder if anybody's ever going to boycott Belgium for massacring 20 million Congolese people. Oh, right. That was not the biggest massacre ever in history.
How can you prevent someone from stopping to
purchase something?
You guys
got to be fucking joking me.
Just because they bought the shit before, don't believe now you got to prove why you don't want to keep doing business with someone? That is some bullshit. Wow.
But yet the U.S. holds sanctions on whole countries, right? Trump ripped up the Iran deal, right? They can sanction countries so that people can't get medicine and their children starve, right? All while we sit back and watch cable and chill in big ass cribs, right? Tell me more about it.
I definitely got to be reading more.
Tell me more about it. Our government is over there screaming about the rights of people in another country where we left millions of dollars of equipment. Meanwhile, they can't even fucking keep our own citizens out of jail. We're the biggest fucking penal colony on the planet. Bigger than fucking China, bigger than Russia, bigger than all these bad guy countries that we talk about. Right? We starve people to death daily. Our government.
Our government, yes. Thank you.
Our government starves people to death daily. Oh, what about those kids at the southern border? They get let out yet? Oh, no, right? Oh, let's talk more about how we can fucking help Israel. Sorry, but that pisses me off.
It's real. It's a big business.
You know? That's not to say that Israel would not need a whole lot of help if we stopped helping them.
They don't need any help. They're a self-sufficient country. They're one of the richest countries in that region, next to Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. But they're one of the richest countries in that region
of 9 million, and they're surrounded by people that are not feeling them.
Oh my God, they're surrounded by brown people that want to live their own life. Oh my God.
And this is by design, guys. They were put there for reason.
Come on, man. It's bullshit, bro.
This is by design. So let's say they were put there for a reason. Like
that country was put there specifically to be a massive destabilization to the whole area. I mean, that's what it's been. We see it. Like, nothing against Israeli people. I love for all human beings. What we all need to do as people is start to separate ourselves from our government. It's like this ideological connection that we have with our nationalism is what they've used to get us this far down the fucking road to begin with. And like, you know, I think it was Fub. Somebody in the beginning when I jumped on, I know it was a little late, but one of y'all were like, well, what's the solution? What do we do? And I didn't really answer the question.
I wanted to get your real, where you want to go with this.
Really where I want to go with this, and it seems like over the last year or so, I've been a lot, look, y'all know me for years. You know, these aren't new thoughts. This is not, philosophy is not found in the last couple months on fucking Googling. You know, I've been digging, and a lot of the shit that I've been, a lot of heads have always cast me out. Like, I've been crazy, and I think and believe some crazy wild shit. And I'll be the first to own that stuff. But when you've been talking about this shit for 20 years, and you start to see everything you've been talking about play out like a fucking book, literally, like many of books I've read, you got to start saying, like, these dots are connecting. This is not just a bunch of chaos and a bunch of random countries trying to jockey for position in the world. Like, there is a central entity pulling the strings. What I'm trying to do is try to wake people up to that actual fact. And that's what I felt like I've been spending the last 2 years of my life really being more vocal about, because as these vice grips tighten and as we start to see these types of stresses being implemented on us and this type of literal psychological warfare, you know, studied for thousands of years, but really perfected during the time that we're talking about here, during that Second World War. That's the whole part of why people can't stand Nazism and all this stuff. I mean, this is really where it comes from, the root of it. And we see it being carried out on our people today in real time.
Right. First and foremost, you're not even going far back, even far back enough.
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to let people connect the dots in our
life. I am not allowed to say exactly what's in here because we all know what the problem has been for the last 1,500 years. Right?
The white man's got a God complex.
Certain group of people that believed that everything and every person and everything that they touch belongs to them and that it was given to them by who?
Borg.
The man upstairs, right?
Gad.
So this has been going on well before both world wars, well before any of this stuff. Right, this
human control.
Long as you've got a grasp of controlling every single thing around you, and having you believe that it's for your own benefit. And believe me, when you look like me, none of it has ever been for your benefit. Okay, right, and that's another perspective for maybe another time, a whole other discussion. I want to say first and foremost before anybody gets anything wrong. Right? I got tons of Israeli friends, right? I can show you what it, look, I got two Jewish friends. Look, I'm online with them right now. So no, I'm not against.
If I was a rich man.
I'm against the government policy. So let's get that one thing straight. Their occupation has been the wrongest thing that they could do for a people that have been given a country. Right? Who went through the same oppression that they're putting other people through. With the exception of, oh, okay, they're not cooking them, but every now and then they go and knock on somebody's door by running a tank through the wall. How is that okay? How is that okay anywhere? Anywhere. Right? Like this is something that should not be happening, period, end of story. And if you're an American business and you choose not to do business with dictatorships or with an occupying country or with a fucking country that has that's done a military coup, and you say, you know what, we don't like the way you do things, so we don't want to sell our products here, right? We feel we'll make money elsewhere. It's America, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to do anyway?
Joe, you're talking about corporate America because nobody is talking about like you. We're coming from a small business guy. Like, you could say I want Ben and Jerry's. They can decide where in the world they want to sell their products. The average restaurant, their average business, they're like, they're trying to figure out if they can serve people with or without masks right now, let alone fucking what country they want to do business with.
They're not worried about social justice right now.
Right, but you know, but
social justice is on the back burner right now.
But that actually gets to a whole thing that I'm saying. We're looking at the macro, and we need to be looking at the micro. We got so many fucking problems right there in the U.S. There are homeless people. You guys live in fucking New York. Go walk outside and look at how many homeless people you got over there.
All right. Well,
yeah, right. No problem.
Can I back up and kind of
just so you guys know?
We got
about 2.5 minutes left.
All right. So then let me bring my final point.
Why did I go OT?
I'm down. But let me just say this one. My little addition to what you're saying, Joe. Because first of all, you had to drop a Jewish friend. So I'm going to say, like, if I had to pick one token black friend, it'd be you, buddy.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, aside from
are you our shiksa?
No, I'm everybody's token black friend.
So
that's my life.
I just want to get to my point, guys, because we've had a common theme throughout this shit, which is that government's fucked up. Don't trust government. Look at the overreaching shit that they do. And now, just fast forward to what our current crisis is: the new global world war that we're in right now, the COVID war. Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to get fucking blacklisted for this shit. So maybe I should cut it off. But I'm saying, if you apply all the stuff that we've been talking about up until this point and you utilize that basic information, Does anybody not think that what's fucking going on right now is awfully suspect?
Nah, other than
pretty situation normal.
Massive distrust for what authorities have done, and we're historically brought up to this point. But yet we want to believe what we're being fed right now, and then the most red flag about it is how we're being fed, how to deal with it is the real question.
Because so is it time to get guns and rations into the forest here?
If these mandates don't get actually challenged in federal court, you're going to see a lot of that massively happening. Yes.
Some of these mandates need to happen.
Well, that Joe, I'm sorry, but you are coming from an opposing position right here. You've just spent the whole time having a stance. Right. I don't understand how this time makes it any different. Why all of a sudden now do you have to trust what all the authorities are telling you you should do?
No. Don't get me wrong. I don't trust them. I trust what the fuck I'm seeing, right? A lot of people dying. I've had family members die, right? I've had people get it, get vaccinated, get it again, right? Like, I've had all of these different things.
You had any that friends have with side effects this, from that, this, from the jab?
Under the scope of this thing. So
I got friends so, that have had side effects from the jab, too.
Right. But now here's the thing. The common sense, okay, yeah, the common sense for it is very real, right? Something's got to be done about it. And if you're in certain businesses where you got to work with people, fuck, if you work in a hospital, you need to have that shit so you don't get it treating people, right?
What makes or you if think, you do, why that, do you trust you, this? Why do you
I
have
don't
trust
it. That's
then why
wrong.
Do you have to have it? If you because. Don't trust it, why have you convinced yourself that it makes you safer for having it? Do you see that dichotomy in your thought right now?
I'm not sure which one kills black people faster. Or if it just being the default,
I'll tell you which one kills black people
anyway.
Faster.
So you know what I mean. So you know, I'd rather take it and be okay, right? Than not take it and be wrong.
I'll tell you what. I'd rather you be okay, and because I'm coming from where I'm coming, I think
Jersey.
What you just said is taking it and be okay. You basically ruled out the other option, which is taking it and not being okay.
That can happen,
except
but
for the fact that many millions of people are okay,
and
right.
many are not.
Right.
And why
and
is
my mother
this
is
information
okay,
guys?
Am I,
this conversation is a conversation that can go on and on all night. And
yeah, didn't we just talk about people suppressing information?
We are
What's the information being suppressed?
58 minutes, and we have to cut off before we hit 60. So anti-boycott law, I think we all agree, is another one of these slippery slope laws, like the Patriot Act, that has, you know, the presumptive value of protecting someone, but really allowing for like this big brother situation to
massive
to
overreach.
Grow and allow the government to overreach and basically dictate what your personal opinion should be.
And then furthermore, your own bodily autonomy.
So love you guys. So, thanks for joining.
Hot that's Tuesday, it. That's all.
More Garbage Podcast. DJ Jojo, take us out of here.
All right, that's it. That's all for More Garbage Podcast. On behalf of my host, DJ Vandal Fubsington, my name is DJ Jojo. Kirk Bones with us. Thanks. We out of here. Peace.